Welcome back. Well, a Jacksonville business is painting a picture of success with every new brush stroke. Yes You Canvas, where you can create your very own oil painting, and it actually looks good, has reached a milestone, and they are expanding beyond their Jacksonville location. Owner David Durrett is here to paint a picture for us. Good morning.
Melissa, how are you? It's great to be back.
Good to see you. And full disclosure, you and I worked together at the Dalton Agency.
Yes, we did. Very happily.
Yes, and you left to start this idea, Yes You Canvas. I remember so well when you said, this is what I'm going to be doing now. And it was kind of scary to start a new business.
It's always scary. It's been right about 3 years. It's unbelievable. We've been doing this now. Ever since 2009, we're coming up on our fourth year, and we're so excited. We've actually reached 10,000 paintings.
10,000 paintings.
Which is just, to me, amazing. When you look at all the people who have come through the studio and have left with such an exciting experience, having taken with them a piece of art that they've created, most of these folks have never painted before. And between all of the evening classes we have for adults, the day classes we have for kids, and the birthday parties that have really become the thing to do, we've got over 10,000 people now, which to me is just a huge milestone. Really excited.
It is great. And for people who've never done this, they walk out of the studio with their own oil painting they created, and it actually looks like they know what they're doing. How do you get them to paint in a way that it looks
You know,
good.
I had a group last night, and every time we start, there's always that group, always the folks who just think we can't do it. I get those suspicious looks in their eyes, the nervous smiles, but we go through it step by step, and you don't have to have had any experience or ever held a paintbrush before. We go through it. Every painting has its own special sort of accessibility that I've designed into it so that by the time you finish, you love it. It's actually acrylic that we're using, but it works like oil. It's liquid acrylic. It flows like oil, but it dries very quickly, so it has the very best attributes of watercolor and oil, but you're able to take it with you when you leave. So it's just it's an amazing experience.
You started this at the height of the really terrible recession. I know it was scary, but it caught on to the point where now you are actually looking at expanding this concept to other cities.
Yeah, we've got to the point now where we've done it long enough that we feel like we have a formula. We've opened one in Orlando, which is doing very well, and that's kind of our beta site to see what would it be like to take this concept to other cities, to set it up, to use the... Actually, I do videos for the instructor down there, and she watches as I do it, and she teaches it. She's not an artist, so anybody can really not only... paint the paintings, but also teach the paintings too. And it's something we really feel we can license and take forward. People really like the name, and that's something that we feel we've got an edge on.
How'd you come up with the name?
You know, I've got about 10 URLs that I registered about 3 years ago. That was the one that tested the best, and honestly, it just sort of seemed like a natural. People think we're a franchise because the name sounds bigger than we are, and we always try to do that. Sound bigger than you are, appear to be bigger than you are, and we actually hope that there's franchises out there, but we prefer to look at the licensing option and have folks license the name, license the paintings, and take this into to other cities. It's really something we're hoping to look at 2012 as a real move forward in that regard. So the beta site we've got down in, and by beta site I just mean the studio down there that we're testing as another location is doing very well.
You know, David Durrett, your story is a classic example of why people should follow their bliss in life. When you were working at Dalton, I knew there was something else that you wanted to do. You really wanted to express yourself as an artist, and you found a way to do it.
Well, I looked at this concept. This is a really growing concept around the South where people, they go on the website. Ours is yesyoucanvas.com. They see a calendar. They see a painting that's offered. They register for the painting through the website, and they can do it with and they come paint it that night along with everybody else who's painted it or daytime if it's kids painting. And to me, it appealed to me because it blended a lot of skill sets, not only the art but also the marketing and the business side of what I've done with my life. And it just became the perfect blend, I felt, and it's really been quite a great experience for me, and I hope for the folks who have the 10,000 plus who have done the painting.
And these are kids, adults. It's a good date night. It's a good place for a kid's birthday party.
It is. It's one thing I found about this model is that it just appeals to every single demographic. I've had people from, you know, from five to well, 80, 90 years old that come in, and it's the same experience for everybody. Everybody has something inside that they want to express. And I really, I continue to get people who come in who are like, well, I've been hearing about this and, you know, didn't want to do it, but you've just got to get past that initial fear and realize you're going to have a good time. You can bring wine if you're of age, and you can. And you,
important to note that.
Yes, and it can enhance your experience, or however you want to enjoy it. You bring snacks, and we do all kinds of different types of events. But every age group can do it, from kindergarten age and up, as long as you're able to maintain a focus for that hour if you're a child, couple of hours or so if you're an adult. We do team building groups. It's just the most amazing thing that everybody can share and just feel so good about themselves. So much positive self-awareness comes out of these classes.
What advice do you have finally for people who are thinking about starting a business, but they're afraid to make that leap?
I think from a personal standpoint, I would say be very careful as you get started that you anticipate everything that could happen that first year or two. Don't be overly optimistic. I may have been a little overly optimistic, but in a good way. And so I was forced to really keep with it and keep moving forward till we got to the point where we were successful. And just be very conscious, be positive, be ready to follow your dream, but also make sure you've figured out all the intricacies of what it takes to get it going.
Good advice. And go to yesyoucanvas.com to book your own
date
night or birthday party. I have to get over there soon. David Durrett, great to see you, and kudos on your success.
Thank you, Melissa. Great to see you again.